Today's country and your all-time favorites, 95.1 The Bull, Kenny Chesney here at 7:32 here on the Morning Roundup. Rob Getz in the bullpen, and joining me here in the bullpen this morning, I've got from New Hampton FFA chapter, I've got Carla Picard joining me once again, and I have Grace Malloy joining us this morning. Guys, thanks for joining me.
Yeah,
absolutely. So, of course, having you once again, Carla, and talking about some more stuff with FFA chapter. I know this past week we talked about some convention results, and you have some more district results for us today. Let's share it with everybody. Let's talk about it.
Yes. On Tuesday, May 10th, our horseshoeing team took first place at districts. Tori Bierman placed third, Aliyah Eichenberger placed fifth, and Rebecca Wickman and Kaylee Wirtz and Jennifer Eichenberger also competed.
Very good, very good. Any other results from that district there?
Yeah, we have Ag Mechanics. They were May 3rd. Alex Chubchek placed 6th, and Tristan Willitson and I think Jaden Werpel were on the team, and they took 12th place. And Ethan Praska, Logan Zion, and Marshall Zion also competed.
Very good, very good. So, as we're getting into, of course, with summertime around the corner, as we've got plenty of things that you guys got going on here, be a good time to kind of start talking about getting to know some of our New Hampton FFA officers. And Carla, let's go ahead and start out with you and tell us a little bit about yourself, your role in New Hampton FFA chapter, and maybe a couple of highlights, what you like to do there.
So I'm the reporter this year with Madeline Benway, and we sort of have like co-reporters. So her job is to like update like the Facebook page.
We got a little bit of technical difficulties, but that's okay. We work through these things here on the air. Real time. Go ahead. Continue, Carla.
She's supposed to like update the Facebook and Instagram page, which that takes a lot. She has to take pictures, and it's, yeah. And I think I'm supposed to like do public relations, which is talking on the radio and writing news stories for the paper.
Very good, very good. So we have Grace Malloy with us, joining us as well here in the studio. And Grace, go ahead and tell us about yourself, your role there in FFA chapter as well.
Yeah, so I'm a junior this year at New Hampton High School, and I am our secretary for the second year in a row. And my job is to basically take notes at meetings and just kind of keep everything in order.
Very good, very good. I think I'm going to have you guys share that mic there. It seems like mic number two is having a little issue there, so that way you guys can hear you loud and clear. So moving along here with New Hampton FFA chapter, of course, with the summer just coming into focus here, what do you guys got on deck here as we're getting into summer here? Go ahead, Grace, Carla.
Yeah, we got a lot of – we've been planning some pedal pulls recently. I think our first one is Heartland Days.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so we're getting excited for that.
Very good, very good. And I know, of course, with Heartland Days, you guys are very active, of course, with the festivities as well. Yeah. Want to tell us maybe what you guys are planning on for Heartland Days, getting into that? I know you mentioned some of the tractor pull stuff. Any other kind of activities?
Just the pedal pull, I think, this year.
And I think the parade, we're also going to probably walk
in
the parade.
Yep, we'll be in the parade.
Parade as well. Very good. Getting some candy, popsicles, any of that kind of nature.
We got our tractor driving in there and a couple horses maybe.
Yeah, very good. Very good. Speaking with Carla Picard and Grace Malloy joining us here from New Hampton FFA chapter here on 95.1 The Bull. Of course, with the tractor drive, how is that coming along? Have we gotten a couple of interests there so far?
I think we've gotten a pretty good amount of interest, but we can always take more.
Definitely. And, of course, the deadline, it's coming up here in the next couple of weeks, right?
Yep, I'm pretty sure.
June 1st?
June 1st or 3rd. I'm not pretty sure on that one.
Okay. I know, well, one thing for sure, we do have your information posted at 95.1thebull.com on the sidebar there. If you just scroll down, I think it was right after Justin Moore there, you'll see the link there for Bob Svek Memorial Tractor Drive. Have you spoke with his wife and any info from there? Has she responded to you guys?
No, I'm pretty sure Quentin Reichs is the head of that, and he just loves doing what he's doing.
I'm going to have to follow up with him and make sure that, hey, is everything going smoothly?
Yeah.
I trust him. I mean, he's a good kid, very good kid here. And, of course, more information on the the Bob Svek Memorial Tractor Drive. Again, it's at 95.1thebull.com. Also on your Facebook as well?
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely. So make sure to fill out that information there. And further information, of course, we'll just keep tabs with you there. Facebook, you guys update that quite regularly?
Yes.
Okay, very good, very good. Carla Picard and Grace Malloy once again joining us here on the Morning Roundup. And guys, I do thank you for joining us here this morning here on the Morning Roundup. Any final words as we part ways getting into this weekend?
I don't think so.
No, thank you for having us.
Yeah, okay. Well, we'll keep touch with you, Carla and Grace and all you guys here. And, of course, I know Tori down the line will be chatting with her as well in the next couple of weeks. So look forward to that. All right. Thanks a lot, guys. Thanks for joining us here on the Morning Roundup. Appreciate it.
Yes, thank you very much.
7:37 here on the Morning Roundup, history lesson around the corner. Scotty McCreary right now.